It's still the 2024 presidential and parliamentary elections. Hashtag Stop Galamsey Now is still on. Good morning and welcome to the News at 6. The 6 a.m. news is live on Joy 99.7 FM in Accra, Hits 103.9 FM on Love 99.5 FM in Kumasi, and on myjoyonline.com. We are also live in all 16 regions of Ghana on X Spaces and on Facebook. Coming up, 18 My Nation Fan and 10 water pumping machines on the Brim River destroyed as part of the second phase of Operation Halt to calm down on Galamsey.
On the water body, and then about 10 water pumping machines.
We bring you details plus a wrap of the first day of the renewed operation by the military.
This is an effort to help bring back the color of our water body, and so it will continue, just like I said.
Also in this bulletin, all is set for this morning's prayer protest by the Accra Diocese of the Roman Catholic Church, plus already against illegal mining.
The prayer protest is starting. 8 o'clock, we gather at the Holy Spirit Cathedral. 10 a.m. we'll start off from Holy Spirit Cathedral. The Red Band campaign will be having the Red Friday.
Details of security arrangements, modalities for the protest by the Ghana Police Service will be relayed soon. Daryl, what's in business?
Agric Minister projects more than 50% drop in prices of foodstuff in the coming months as a result of measures implemented to boost production and contain the recent dry spell. We've got details on the Joy Business Report.
And the Electoral Commission is set to begin printing of ballot papers and notice of poll today. I am Hannah Odame with all the details. Thank you so much for choosing us. This is Joy News, independent, fearless, and credible journalism. Now, 18 mining Shamfan and 10 water pumping machines on the Brim River have been destroyed as part of the second phase of Operation Halt to clamp down on Galamsey. This is part of government's commitment to address organized labor's demand for the redeployment of the military to flush out illegal miners from water bodies and forest reserves. At a press briefing after the operation on Thursday, commander of the exercise explained their goal for now is to ensure the water.
That's more than 50% drop in prices of foodstuff in the coming months as a result of measures implemented to boost production and contain the recent dry spell. Also coming up, Telecom's Chamber hints consumers must be prepared to pay a little more to receive 5G network set to be rolled out on the 1st of November this year. And in today's Business Journal, we explore the impact of cage farming on poultry production. Details coming up. My name is Daryl Kwan. Thanks for being with us. Hello to our friends listening from across the world on our online apps. Well, first up, government is projecting further reduction in prices of foodstuff in the coming months. This is due to measures implemented to boost food production and contain the recent dry spell that hit parts of the country. Dr. Brian Echampon is Minister of Agric. He spoke on PM Express Business Edition.
We have pumped in over 200,000 metric tons of fertilizer in the system, both on the government side and the private sector, from December last year. And we began to sow the fruits of it around March, April, and that is why consistently we've had a lot of food on the market, and we project that it is going to continue because as we speak, we are putting in, what, another $80 million worth of input, largely $60 million in fertilizer and 20 or so odd million in seeds. We're pumping that into the market, and so we should be able to see the price of food continue to trend down all the way into April, May of next year, and we are confident about that.
You heard the Minister of Agric, Dr. Brian Echampon, there. Remember, there is a repeat of that conversation this morning at 11 on the Joy News channel. Meanwhile, economist Professor Lord Mensah is of the view that prices of foodstuff may not necessarily go down, but the rate of increase may slow.
I heard the minister talking about prices in between months coming down, or rather looking at the epoch of, November, September prices as of last year and this year. I would say that, yes, not necessarily prices coming down, but then it has to do with the rate at which, prices are increasing that has slowed down. And we also have to appreciate that You know, our agriculture, one way or the other, has been left under the mercy of, I mean, nature. I mean, when we have a prolonged rainy season, you seem to get plantains. I've been planting plantains behind my backyard, and I can tell you that, look, this year, I've been, you know, harvesting a lot of plantains.
That was economist Professor Lord Mercer. Now, the World Bank is making a strong case for Ghana to adopt more aggressive measures to help contain the country's high debt. The call coming at the time Ghana has embarked on a series of programs to help push the debt portfolio to sustainable levels by 2028. But speaking to journalists after the launch of the World Bank Development Report, Chief Economist Endemit Gill said Ghana must now look at keeping the debt ratio at very low levels.
When the cost of borrowing is low, it's easy to sustain a high debt-to-GDP ratio. But the cost of borrowing, as you found over the last 4 or 5 years, can go up too, just as it goes down. So I think a debt-to-GDP ratio, a public debt-to-GDP ratio of no more than 50% of GDP is what I think is a growth-friendly rate. So I think that the sort of reforms that Ghana is doing now are steps in the right direction. We'll probably need more of that now.
Chief Economist at the World Bank Group, Endemit Gill. Now, the Chief Executive of the Telecoms Chamber, Dr. Ken Ashigwe, has hinted that consumers must prepare to pay a little more for the 5G service scheduled to be rolled out in Ghana on the 1st of November this year. He says the quality of service on the 5G network will require additional costs that must be embraced by all consumers.
Now, when you bring a player in the middle, where the other players have to hop on them, then ordinarily what you would think is that how are you going to do the charges? Because whoever is running the platform would have to also make sure they have a margin on it. The network operator that is also going to hop onto that would also have to make sure that they also have a margin on it. But then the arguments have also, so which then could raise prices. But the arguments also have been made that the capex that operators would have to ordinarily have laid out, they now don't have to lay that out again.
That was Chief Executive of the Telecoms Chamber, Dr. Ken Ashigwe. Now, key findings from an oil and gas survey by professional services firm Deloitte has revealed that businesses in the upstream oil sector believe their investment decisions in relation to waste management are going to be affected by the introduction and sustenance of the emissions levy. The Emissions Act, which was suspended by government after public outcry, is intended to impose levies on business sectors such as construction, manufacturing, and the extractive sector. Here's more in this report.
According to the report, 40% of the businesses or respondents were of the view that the emission levy would influence their investment decisions towards cleaner technologies. The respondents also stated that the awareness of the Ghana Revenue Authority emissions levy is high, with approximately 65% of them indicating knowledge of the policy. The respondents also gave an average rating of 4.18%, describing the importance of environmental issues. When evaluating their company's environmental performance, 65% of the respondents prioritized waste management and 42% renewable energy practices. In terms of the awareness of the importance of carbon footprint in claiming emissions credits, 65% said they were aware. However, the knowledge of their company's specific carbon footprint is less prevalent, with only 36% of respondents stating familiarity. For environmental, sustainable, and governance practices, about 98% respondents believe that it is important for companies to disclose their ESG practices publicly.
You are listening to the Joy Business Report. Now, traditionally in Ghana, most poultry reared for their eggs and meat are usually kept in battery cages, a situation stakeholders believe will hamper the growth of the birds. In today's Business Journal, Emmanuel Bright-Quirko reports on how cage farming affects the poultry growth and production as activists and vets demand a ban on battery cages.
Retailing poultry has been a source of livelihood for Achama for nearly a decade now. As one of the sole vendors at the Ija market, she sources her animals from various farms in and around the Ashanti region. The live birds upon arriving from the farm are kept in her makeshift cage on the streets of the market.
Some of the hens, especially the white ones, aren't active. Theirs is just to eat and to drink water.
Chicken production rose from 20.5 million to 74.5 million over the last two decades, of which more than 25 million are reportedly housed in traditional battery cages in Ghana. Conventionally in Ghana, poultry commercially reared for their meat and eggs are confined in cages. Abna Kwedu, also a vendor, believes the restricted animals are rarely infested with diseases.
It's not good to leave them to walk about. They can be infested with diseases. You only need to feed them and they will be okay.
At the just-ended Say No to Cages workshop held in Kumasi, veterinarians and some poultry farmers advocated a ban on battery cages. The Animal Welfare League, a not-for-profit organization, believes caging the animals affects their welfare. Director of the association, Dr. Daniel Abeliba, says it is an abuse to keep poultry in restricted cages.
Imagine you living your life, your entire life, 52 weeks or more, in a sheet of paper. The space that is allowed to you is an A4 sheet of paper. In battery cages and all forms of factory farming that uses restrictive housing system, these animals are being abused and as consumers, we need to also be worried about where our animals are coming from.
Aside from the torture the caged animals are subjected to, veterinary doctor Dr. Emmanuel Piru says caging contributes to the growing record of antibacterial resistance in the poultry industry.
When you keep birds also in the battery cage system, they are prone to diseases, and those diseases are osteoporosis and layer fatigue. All these are examples of diseases that the bears in the cage system go through. And why this is even more important is that when bears in this system go through, they are sick, what we tend to use is to use antibiotics to give to the bears. And this is also part of one of the reasons that is causing antimicrobial resistance, which is a big problem globally, where our antibiotics are no more becoming effective.
Presently, Ghana has no legislation banning the use of battery cages. Only 6 countries, including the European Union and US, across the globe, have imposed bans on battery cages in poultry farming. The group is preparing to lay a petition before